time now for our Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week, and this week is James Ellisor of the BSU men's basketball team, having one of your best all-around games this season against Southwest Minnesota State. First of all, congratulations.
Thanks. Feels great. Another accomplishment.
And also a great basketball game. You guys put up a ton of points against Southwest. Walk us through that game for us.
Offensively, we played well. We played well enough to win, and on defense, we executed well also. We held the other team in the first half to a like short amount of points. In the second half, they made their run, and then we were able to make our run, and then we won that game. And then Saturday, we kind of fell short, and hopefully we pick that back up this coming weekend.
Well, I know the Minnesota State University Mavericks are always a tough team. You guys put up some good points against them, only losing by four. How close of a game was it? Looking at the score, it was 4 points, but was it a close game for most of it?
Yeah, it was a close game for the most part. The first half, they made a big run, and then we were able to make our run towards the end of the first half. And then the second half, we executed well enough to win, but they made plays down the stretch that we just couldn't capitalize on. And at the end, we kind of made some mistakes, and that's what cost us the game. And hopefully this coming weekend that we don't make those little mistakes.
Well, I know your team, like the women's team, had been on a bit of a losing streak. I hate those streaks, but how did you guys stay so positive and work so hard to get that first win after such a streak?
Well, we take a lot of pride in our record right now because we don't want to finish like last in the place in the conference, nor 13th. So we're going to keep on competing. We're going to keep on trying to win games, and hopefully, we get at least a win this weekend, maybe two, but we're definitely not going to let down, and we're going to play hard this weekend.
I know for both teams, postseason's out of the question, unfortunately, but when I talked to your coach, Matt Bowen, he mentioned that this league this year has been so balanced that even a bottom team could beat a number one team. Is it something you guys wish that they would just include all the teams in the postseason?
Yeah, that would be great, because then you wouldn't even know what to expect, who would win the conference. But yeah, it's a lopsided conference this year, and you have teams from the bottom being like the top teams in the conference. You know, that's just the way it goes, and hopefully we upset one of the teams this weekend, and you know, that'd be great.
It'd be fun to be a spoiler, wouldn't it?
Oh, definitely would. Yeah.
Well, James, I see that you came here from Glendale, Arizona. How do you go from Arizona to Bemidji, where it's awfully cold here?
Well, that's a good question. Actually, the head coach, Coach Bowen, he came to my junior college last year, and he took a look at me, and he had me take a visit up here. And when I took a visit up here, I liked it. The area seemed pretty nice. The only thing I don't like is the cold weather, but I'm having to adjust to that. So it's been great up here so far, and hopefully I have another great year to come.
You've got one senior on your squad, so obviously your team's pretty much going to stay the same next year. But talk about Pat Cassidy and what he's meant to this team.
He's meant a lot. He's actually been a hard worker on and off the court. He's been a leader also, and I really appreciate him for what he's done for this program. He's helped me a lot of ways. He's taught me a lot of stuff, and he's just a great senior, and hopefully that could translate to his future.
You guys have Upper Iowa and Winona State this weekend. What kind of teams are those two teams?
Two really hard playing teams. Upper Iowa, they got the best of us last time we played them. Same with Winona. This time we're going to compete really hard and try to get both of the teams, and it's going to be a fun weekend.
I saw you're a mass comm major with a sports management minor. What are you hoping to do when you finish school?
Somewhere in being a broadcaster or analyst somewhere in that field. Not sure what my plans are right after I graduate, but you know, hopefully I could play basketball after college. And but the main goal is to be a broadcaster analyst later in the future.
Dream job, because
yeah.
We all have them.
Definitely. I don't know. One of those jobs would be great for me. But right now, in the long term, I'm not even thinking about that yet. But short term goals is just hopefully after I graduate, play basketball or get some kind of job.
Have you had a chance to watch any other basketball teams besides your own? Obviously, this season, March Madness is right around the corner. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, hometown guy, University of Arizona and Arizona State. Arizona is actually ranked, so I keep an eye on them. And it's going to be interesting how this year is going to come out, too, because the March Madness tournament is always fun. And I'm going to be watching it.
Again, Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week. Congratulations, James, and good luck this weekend against the Peacocks and Winona State.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.